But right now, I'm joined in the studio by our regular CKLG account. It's great to welcome Alex back, and for the first time, it's Chloe. Well, you've been in before with Steffi, Chloe,
but
pleasure to be, for you to come in this afternoon. Thank you very much indeed. I spent 20-odd years in IT, and the word AppStacks came through, and I thought, I don't think I know what an AppStacks is. Alex, I mean, this is pretty much the world of accounting for both of you two. I mean, I'm guessing you both sort of did it the traditional way. You did your accountancy exams, and people taught you all about double entry bookkeeping and balance sheets and trial balances and P&L. It's all changed, isn't it? It really has.
Yeah, I mean, it's changed considerably. I mean, it's probably seven and a half years ago, back in 2012, we really noticed the change where we started to get involved and adopt Xero, which a lot of people may have heard, sort of online cloud accounting piece of software that has really changed the way that we can help businesses can run themselves, just being online and connecting up different technology, digital technology online, can just help people run their businesses better, more efficient, get better advice and get better insights.
Because really, looking back on it, really, in the old days of traditional companies, bigger companies would have an accounts department with maybe a team of people, but and then the accountants would come in maybe once a quarter and do management. I always remember it's all management accounts, they're coming in to do the and they would come in and spend a day with you, and then maybe there's obviously the annual audit and the annual accounts. But Chloe, from your point of view, you're more at the coalface side of this. You're much more in day-to-day contact, I guess, with people.
Yeah,
right?
So I guess with my role as assistant manager at CKLG, I am probably the most client-facing. I have a lot of client contact on a day-to-day basis, helping them from anything from basic bookkeeping queries to some more advanced advisory.
Okay, and is it changing now? Is this kind of a giant outsourcing that we're seeing? And is this a good thing? It means that companies can just get on with making widgets or selling kitchens or whatever it is they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's at one point it was the technology and everything that was available to small businesses just wasn't there. You had to go and buy a very expensive piece of software that you had to have on your computer. It would have cost you thousands. And so it was only really the large companies that had access to this. And by the advent of, I guess, the cloud computing and the sort of software as a service model, people are able to access this sort of high-level technology for a few pounds a month. Which then means that small businesses have now got access to technology to help them run their businesses and finance functions that they never had before.
So, Chloe, what sort of things do you normally do then for people that they can access in that way? Do things like credit control, can you do that?
Yeah, so, I mean, we do actually like to test out several of these things ourselves. So actually, although there is quite a varied number of different apps that can be quite business specific, so for instance, like retail outlets, they might have a point of sale app.
Right.
Many of the ones that we use in-house, we think actually are quite relevant to a lot of small businesses. So just for instance, some of the ones that we use, obviously, like Alex said, we use Xero. So particularly we find that's really good for automating our repeating invoices. We also have the automatic bank feeds hooked up. And so we just find that helps our general day-to-day bookkeeping entry, with that streamlines that input. Some of the other ones that we've got connected up, so we use Go Cardless, which is a direct debit method of collecting our payments from our customers. So again, so that's just streamlining that and helping us control our cash flow. Another one of the ones we use is an app called Receipt Bank. So we add that onto Xero. So that helps automate our data capture of our purchase invoices. So that's pulling that information across for us in Xero. So it's just reducing the time that we have to handle those invoices. A couple of the others that we've also started implementing, we use Chaser. So that is a credit control function. So it's quite a nice, it's an app that you can customise, and it gives a bit of a human touch to help us chasing in our debtors. And then the other one that I've not been so involved with, but Alex has been helping to implement internally, is Float. So that's a cash flow forecasting tool that we've been using. So
my goodness, it's all changed in the dark. Because I used to run my own IT company, but it was sold in 2012, and that was kind of the key year that you just mentioned there. Yeah. Alex, it has all just changed since then, hasn't it?
I mean, that's where the sort of term app stack starts coming from, where
because it's a stack of apps.
Yeah. Because a lot of these can all connect through APIs online, they can all talk to each other, that you now don't need to go, let's just spend thousands on this one bit of software. It's actually you've got, say, Xero being the main accounting tool, but there's all of these other elements that can help small businesses all connect in, sorting out different functions, whether it's from collecting payments to streamlining data entry. So actually you can almost stack these apps together, all connect, and actually really help a small business run better.
And I'm guessing, because it's always the thing, isn't it, when you are a small business, and in those early days, all the things like cash is king and those sorts of phrases that you hear going around. But if you use the traditional methods, that's a bit of a trick, because you might just about keep ahead of your debtors and creditors. But then to actually get that all together into a form where you can go, blimey, this guy owes me for 90 days, and this is where my situation, oh my lord, look at the bank account. You were sort of just running blind in comparison to nowadays. You were running blind so much. Is that what you're finding?
Yes, so I think the technology now really gives you that increased visibility of how your business is doing. Mm. And equally, having it online, having cloud access and having that instant access, it means that us as accountants, it's a lot easier for us to get involved and help you see how your business is doing.
So you can do all this stuff and the customer can still take a look. He can go to a web portal somewhere and log in with his username and password and go, oh, so that's where I stand, yeah. Then, is it?
And that's the thing, we're aimed to be as flexible as possible. So some businesses may have the skills and the time in-house to do bits. If they don't, they can almost outsource it to accountants such as CKLG. And actually, sometimes it's dependent on the level of involvement people need. The services can be adapted to meet that individual business's needs, really.
Yeah, OK. And what about all this thing with making tax digital, which I've heard nothing but about? Is this all part of this as well? Is this kind of... Are businesses having to go this way? Is this all part of the overall way that the government's doing things now?
I think making tax digital has been a driver in the last sort of year and a half that has pushed more businesses that perhaps were a little bit reluctant to move onto technology. I think that has pushed it. But actually, hopefully, having had that push, they'll realise that actually this is a good thing to do, not from HMRC's perspective, but actually from their own, because once they get on board and they embrace the technology, I think all of our clients that have done so far to date, they've actually said, wow, you know, great that we can do our MTD compliance, but this is revolutionising how changing how we run our business. And it, like I say, it's meaning they can be more interactive with us on a day-to-day basis, which is what I really enjoy doing.
Do people have to sort of plan for this, or is it the sort of thing that... because you're talking about day-to-day sort of transactions, you're talking about debtors and creditors and sending out, you know, doing debits, payment, sending out repeat invoices. Is this something that people can say, well, all right, we'll start by doing that. Let's start by doing our repeat invoice. Do they need to be sort of like on a system like Xero, and then can they say, well, we'll do this now? Or do they kind of have to bite the bullet and do the whole lot?
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, often you need some sort of online finance sort of app to sort of manage it in the middle, which we use Xero for that. But then off the back of that, it's then something that can then be scaled over time. So it's not that you have to suddenly implement everything at once, which is where you can almost like... I was like, absolutely, you can stack these bits on as and when someone goes, actually, right, you've made a little incremental step forward. Now let's say, look at how we can improve getting your cash collected, you know, such as, say, adding a Go Cardless, which can help collect direct debits. Right, now that that's running smoothly, what else can we do for you? And it's just sometimes making constant incremental steps. It doesn't have to be a massive change all at once.
OK. All right, here comes the other question then. Security and backup. How safe is all this nonsense? Because people go, oh, the cloud, that gets hacked, you know, the cloud. I've had that cloud's been hacked. And it's in fairness, you know, Microsoft announcing the other day 250 million accounts have been hacked. Never mind, moving on. But yeah, things like that. Is it safe? Is it? And what about backups? What about if it all goes wrong? Do you do that? Does a customer do that? Or
yeah, I mean, this is where, I mean, a lot of the sort of technology, it's sort of looking at, if you're going to sort of move into the cloud, looking at making sure that there's sort of reputable businesses backing it. So where we've sort of gone down looking at sort of assisting with Xero, they've sort of looking at, you know, world-class security systems and take it seriously. So you can have things like two-factor authentication comes in so that even if someone got hold of your passwords, they still need your phone or something to be able to connect in. And it's things like that which helps provide those added level of security. And more software is going down that two-factor authentication route, which is really helping to give that extra level of security. Even if someone managed to get all your password, they still can't access your system.
So. Okay, so it is all good to do. And in terms of you know, scalability, so if I start off with my small business and I'm making widgets and then suddenly there is a world demand for widgets, how scalable is this stuff? Or is it just, yeah, keep on going? Or are there breakpoints and jump points that people should be ready for?
I mean, often the technology's there to allow scalability. So from a basic function, you can start raising your invoices. Sometimes it can become one of those things where you need a certain industry-specific sort of app to help with something. So someone could start off small, building a few items to sell, and then all of a sudden they start needing a very complex level of stock control management. And actually, because all these pieces of software talk to each other through APIs, you can then go and find an industry-specific thing that can deal, say, with a detailed stock management, bolt it onto your system, and you can carry on growing. So it's that way that people can grow.
My goodness. So, Chloe, when you started out in this, did you see this being your world? Because I'm presuming that you started, at least to some extent, the traditional way.
No, I did. And when Alex and our director, Lawrence, came back from, was it a roadshow? And they announced that they'd found this wonderful thing, then Xero, and it was going to help us. It was going to be the platform that we could then build on and move things forward. I must admit, I was a bit like, okay. But now, seven and a half years in, I wouldn't change. I think it's really revolutionised the way that we can work with our clients. And it's revolutionised like what I do, because I really enjoy that client day-to-day contact. And the technology now gives us the chance to do that.
You've got the confidence in the technology that, you know, that when you're talking to them and saying, look, this is what the figures seem to indicate, or this is where you stand, you know that it's right.
Yeah, and I just like the fact that you can share that information with your client, so you can both look at the same data and talk about it in real time, rather than where historically you would have got the figures after the year end, and you couldn't have a real impact on somebody's business, whereas now we're almost part of their business.
Yeah, it's far more day-to-day, isn't it? It's rather than this, as you say, this historical look back. You had a good year last year. Well, yeah, that's fine. It's the middle of the summer now.
Alex has got involved with clients, helping them with their funding as well, you know, which is something that we wouldn't have been able to do necessarily before. So I think the technology has really helped.
Because you can just literally knock out a set of accounts as at today, or management accounts at least as at today.
Yeah, and you've got access to the data, so you can actually have far more up-to-date, relevant conversations with clients. Yeah. So it might be that, I know there's some clients where we're constantly monitoring cash flow. So actually being able to keep looking at that and monitoring it, identifying actually is there likely to be a bit of a cash flow pinch, what are the decisions that need to be made around that, if in 6 weeks' time, if this debtor doesn't pay, what is going to happen? So it's far more enjoyable that we can actually have a big impact and actually help people make better decisions.
Well,
to run their
great
business.
From the customer's point of view, that he's got someone with their eye on it is the thing. So the reason I asked you that earlier question, Chloe, was because an awful lot of people, the traditionalists, will be sitting there going, you know, this is such a big ask. It's such a big ask, but it is. But it's okay, isn't it? The technologies are fairly tried and tested now, and you guys have not just decided, well, we're going to have a go. You've been having a go for a long time.
I think we were one of the first to get on board. Well, I mean, 7.5 years is quite a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we feel really, it's ingrained in our business now.
So there you are. You've heard it from the lines outside. We've all learnt what app stacks are this afternoon. If your people want to find out more, I take it there's plenty of sort of resources online. We'll just give you guys a ring, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we're available and we can help guide people through the sort of process and help sort of get their businesses working streamlined and efficiently.
Super. Well, there you are. You've learnt what app stacks are this afternoon. There's one for every occasion by the looks of it, and I think it's great. Is there something coming up? Is there anything in the pipeline? The answer to that might be no, but is there a new big thing coming up you think, actually, and that's really going to make a heck of a change too?
I mean, one thing that is starting to come through, I mean, there's a lot of integrations with certain things, but I mean, open banking that's come out is allowing far more options available for integrating financial services, financial data. I mean, part of it's then starting to get to the point where people can start soon to be able to activate payments directly from their accounting system, which will then start filtering through to the banking with certain authorization levels in there, which is all trying to connect everything from your accounting system into your banking and helping it as a seamless
approach. Could possibly go wrong? As you say, two-factor authentication on that one. Excellent. Well, there we are. We're all up to speed now. If you want to find out more, then by all means, just give Chloe or Alex a call. Thanks very much indeed to
you
both for coming in. And I've learned some things this afternoon. I'm going to go home and impress everybody at home with my new use of phrases. That's Alex and Chloe from CKLG.